Well, the world's attention focused on Afghanistan now that the Taliban has taken over power there. Here to bring us some perspective on believers in Afghanistan is Pastor Obed Rod from the Jesus Network and the Afghan Church of the GTA. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Doing awesome. And I want to ask how you were doing when you heard the news about what was going on in a country so very dear to you. What was your reaction?
I was shocked, by hearing the news that the government was collapsed in one day. So it's shocking news for all Afghans.
Pastor Obed, could you share a little bit of your story of becoming a believer in Afghanistan and eventually coming to Canada?
So I was a devout, a strict Muslim before, and I was a Muslim who was very committed to Islamic laws, and I was even preaching and enforcing Islamic laws in my community in Afghanistan. But the Lord touched my heart, and I received the gospel from the internet, from a Christian website.
Wow.
And that's how I came to faith. So I was living in Afghanistan as an underground Christian. But then my identity was exposed. My family, they got to know that I was a Christian, and I was a little bit persecuted by my own family members. And that's why I had to flee from Afghanistan to India. So, and I went to India. I stayed in New Delhi as a refugee for 8 years. And during those 8 years, I went to Bible college, and we started an Afghan church, and also, we started a good ministry for Afghans in New Delhi, India. And then I was sponsored by a church in Mississauga, Ontario, to come to Canada. So I came to Canada as a sponsored refugee. So I know what refugee life means, and I know how it is a great help when you sponsor a refugee to come to Canada. That's what my story is. And in Canada, I was welcomed by Canadians, I was welcomed by the church, and today I consider Canada as my home.
Well, what is it like to be a believer in Afghanistan?
Officially, there are no Christians in Afghanistan. Everyone is underground. Underground means that you cannot tell people that you are a Christian. So you have to act as a Muslim out when you go outside. So you're just a Christian. You know about your faith, or only your small group or your small church. Home church knows about your faith, but nobody else knows about your faith. So even before the Taliban, the Afghanistan constitution was against any conversion from Islam. So conversion in Islam in Afghanistan is punished to death. So if someone is converted from Islam to Christianity, that person will be punished to death. So it's kind of underground, and nobody knows that you are Christian. There are no churches, and the government of Afghanistan was asked many times about the persecution of Christians, and they said there are no Christians in Afghanistan. So that's what the situation was even before the Taliban. And we had many of our brothers who were arrested and sentenced to death in Afghanistan, even before the Taliban, when the Americans were in Afghanistan. So we have those stories. And Afghanistan is a totally a different place. So, yeah, that's what the situation is.
Pastor Obed, what is the best way to support the believers and the people of Afghanistan right now?
We, as the Afghan Church of the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, we are trying to raise awareness about the situation of Afghan Christians in Afghanistan. That, they are facing a very difficult time. Mm. They are facing persecution, and it's a very tough time for them. So we are requesting all our brothers and sisters to pray for their safety, to pray for their protection, and also to support, because now the government of Canada announced that they want to bring 20,000 Afghan refugees, and they said religious minorities can also be included in this program, so which means Christians have a chance to come to Canada. But the government of Canada is asking for the help of the church, for the help of the communities, and all Canadians. So we as a church, we can support our brothers and sisters who are in Afghanistan. We can support them by sponsoring them to come to Canada. So the Afghan Church of the GTA, we have a sponsorship committee. Even before this situation, we were trying to help Afghan Christians who were facing persecution to come to Canada. And we sponsored three families before this situation. So we have a committee, and we have the permission to sponsor people to come to Canada. But what is needed, it's funds. We need financial support, because when we sponsor a refugee family, the government of Canada, they ask us for funds. They say you need to have funds in your account, because you will be taking care of these families once they are in Canada. So it's a prayer support, a raising awareness, so that people know about the situation of Afghan Christians, and also a financial support to sponsor them and to bring them into Canada.
We will post the links to the Afghan Church of the GTA and something called the Jesus Network as well on our Life Facebook page. Pastor Obed Rod from the Afghan Church of the GTA, thanks for your time this morning.
Amen, amen. And once again, brother, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about the situation. And we should remember that our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan are facing a difficult time, and they are seeking our help. They are asking for our help. So we need to keep them in our prayers. And if we can, we need to help them to come to Canada. Thank you, brother.